Hello, everybody. This is Cal Banyan, and here we go with another Hypnosis Etc. podcast. Hey, I'm so excited. We're getting up there near podcast number 100. It's our kind of our Christmas edition. By the time we get our next podcast out, Christmas will have passed. We'll be looking at New Year's. I'm planning on for our next episode to do my predictions for 2009 and to review my predictions for 2008. And hey, if you guys are watching this anywhere but calbanyan.com, you got to go there now. Calbanyan.com. That's CalBanyan.com. Because right down here underneath the videos is the links to all the stuff you're going to hear about on this show. How's it going, Celeste?
Hey, Cal. Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in again. I'm Celeste Hackett. I'm in Dallas, Texas. Cal Banyan's in Tustin, California, and we're bringing you everything hypnosis. This is going to be a great show. We got a surprise for you, and I'm not going to say anything else. Go ahead, Cal.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to kind of, pass by a lot of our usual stuff that we have at the beginning of the show about this website and that website, because I want to save every valuable minute that I can for us talking with our guest. This is the very first time we've ever done this. We're actually got Celeste in Texas, me here in California, and a secret guest. Well, it's not too secret. We've actually announced it on our blog here from another location. Let me introduce to you Tom Nicoli, board-certified hypnotist, certified instructor. He's an award-winning, I got my clipboard as usual, my little cheat sheet down here. The award-winning board-certified hypnotist, Tom Nicoli, is an author, speaker, expert witness, certified instructor, and innovator in the profession of hypnotism. Tom Nicoli soared into fame as he's appeared on a famous television show. But before he did that, he successfully hypnotized more than 5,000 people throughout his nearly 20 years of experience. He has won all kinds of awards. Most, probably these most proud of, are the NGH Awards, the Charles Tibbetts Award for Spreading the Light of Hypnotism, the National Guild of Hypnotists Achievement Award, the National Guild of Hypnotists Special Recognition Award, and I got to turn the page, there's so much on this guy. And his main media appearance has been Dateline NBC, NBC News Transcripts. He was on the show Losing It, The Ultimate Diet Challenge, and he was a hypnotist that helped that guy lose all that weight. Hey, Tom, how's it going? Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Cal. It's great to be here, though that's a virtual be here, yeah?
Tell everybody where you're at.
I'm sitting in southern New Hampshire, just across the Mass border, about 45 minutes from Boston. And you're sitting there in nice, wonderful, warm-weathered California while I was telling you earlier I scraped ice off my driveway this morning.
Oh, well, you love that kind of stuff, right?
Oh, yeah, I just love it.
Hey, well, you know, this is America. You can live anywhere you want. You want to live on the beach, you want to live in the mountains, you want to live in the swamp, you can do it. So you must love where you're at.
Well, actually, I do. You know, I've gone many places all over the world, and I keep coming back to New England because everything that I look for is here.
Let me tell our audience a little something that most people don't know about you, and that is Tom Nicoli is actually quite an accomplished musician. He's had his own rock band and played in huge audiences, and now he still plays. Isn't that right? You still play with a band. Isn't that right, Tom?
Yeah, actually, I play with two bands, and I consider that my therapy.
Wonderful. Well, let me ask you something. Celeste, is there anything you want to ask Tom before we get into the main topic today?
You know, I was going to ask him the musician thing, and you took that right away from me, you sneaky devil.
All you had to do is let me know.
That's all right.
All right, Tom. Well, you know, the reason we invited you to be on the show today is, you know, you are the innovator, you are the founder of World Hypnotism Day, and it's coming right around the corner. It's just a few days away, and I want to help get this message out around the world. And what I'd like you to do is tell me a little bit about how the idea got started of World Hypnotism Day.
Well, Cal, I'll tell you, it was really somewhat by accident. It was about 5.5 years ago, I was reading some post on the NGH forum. And somebody typed how it would be great if the you know, organization you were certified with would get you clients. And coming from where I come from, and that is that you pretty much got into action and made things happen on your own because you weren't given anything. I thought, this is really unbelievable. And I thought about the Great American Smokeout and how cool it would be if instead of everybody looking for things to be done for them, we got together as a whole and did something for ourselves and the profession. And it started out as a request or an idea to Dr. Damon, and the guild being as busy as it is and already full of projects, he said, that's a great idea, we'll support it, but it's going to have to be headed by somebody. So growing up with the adage that once you say something, you must do it, I figured, well, I said it and I put my hat in the arena, so I'm going to have to follow through. And January 4th was chosen because of course, the New Year resolution wave that we have. But it was the last episode, the third of three, that I was on with the Dateline Project that aired on January 4th. And it seemed to work very, very, very well for response. So considering the New Year resolution wave and how the experience happened with that Dateline show, we chose January 4th, and it seems to have worked rather well. So here we are 5 years later, January 4th, 2009 will be 5 years later, and since then we have had hypnotists participate in 22 countries. Just last year, with the new resource provided by Ralph Benko of how to get a proclamation from your local mayor, we had 26 U.S. mayors proclaim January 4th World Hypnotism Day, one Canadian mayor and a U.S. state governor. So things are really starting to pick up and gain momentum, and it's increasing and increasing even during the year, because even though January 4th is World Hypnotism Day, the resources and the website are available all year for people to use.
Well, you know, that's really great, and I know that at the NGH, we, you know, you do some special workshops on the NGH, I mean, on the World Hypnotism Project, and can you tell me a little bit, like, what your larger vision is for World Hypnotism Day?
You know, the whole idea, the mission is that we're looking to remove the myths and misconceptions while spreading the truth and benefits to the people of the world. So the whole big picture is to get hypnotists from all over the world, whether they're experienced or not, to have a place to go to and have all these resources provided to them in order to promote hypnotism in a way where they're assisted and they don't have to, you know, be able to know how to make videos or audios or how to run seminars. It's all there for you. Or how to come up with, you know, your handouts or anything like that. So the big picture is to just get this global push, because quite frankly, Cal, from a selfish point of view, I'm real tired of sitting around and explaining hypnosis to clients or having them come in asking the same routine Hollywood questions. And it would be, you know, really nice if we could actually boost our profession into the mainstream, into its proper recognition, as opposed to waiting for it to creep there or for others to help us do it.
Yeah, we don't want to let other people define our profession, and the World Hypnotism website really does a great job of both providing resources for hypnotists so they can promote their practice, but also educating the world about hypnosis. Hey, can you give us the link for that website?
Well, the main website for the public is worldhypnotismday.com. And at the main website, anyone that goes there and just gives their first name and email address gets 4 hypnosis audio downloads on different topics. There are 2 success story ebooks to download. And in their email, they will get research facts and information about hypnosis. And there's also an events search engine, so anyone hosting an event around the world can be found in that events search engine. And that's worldhypnotismday.com. However, for hypnotists, Cal, in order for them to get access to the members area and to get on the participants hypnotist list, that is worldhypnotismday.com/participant-signup-form.shtml.
Hey, that's great. Now, what we'll do for all you guys that are watching this, right below this video, we're going to put those down so they're just clickable links. So you can just click on them, go right there. Is that okay with you, Tom?
That's great.
I got a question.
Go ahead.
Tom, you know, you mentioned a little bit about some of the resources for hypnotists. Can you actually go over some of that again? I just would like to get real clear because, you know, our audience is hypnotists. And so how can hypnotists benefit from going to the website? And again, it's going to be right down below.
Well, the way the hypnotists benefit and the members' resources, we have everything from A to Z as it would be. You know, imagine you want to do something to support World Hypnotism Day. Well, first we have teleseminars that we recorded where World Hypnotism Day is explained and what it's about, what it's for. We also have a teleseminar where I interviewed a gentleman who I'll be seeing next Saturday, Jordan Rich from WBZ Radio in Boston, who has the Jordan Rich Show. And I interviewed him on how to get interviews, and we have handouts that you can do at a seminar. Oh, and if you don't know how to run a seminar, well, we have the seminar guidelines, how to run one, how to set it up. We have three PowerPoint presentations that you can use, and there are press release templates and press releases already written where you just put in your name and information. There are tutorials, step-by-step tutorials, on how to create your own podcast or your own MP3 audio file with free software and how to get that. There are tutorials on how to create your own videos. And there are also three already made promotional videos by Martin Kiley, who is our Ireland lead and the lead for the audiovisual committee. We also have over 1,000 hypnosis scientific and medical abstracts. So the beauty is, let's say you do get an interview or you're going to do a talk, maybe you don't do the same old highway trance explanation. You'll have a lot more information available to you to present from a scientific and medical standpoint on hypnosis. And then if you are presenting an event, well, we have how to get a PSA, a public service announcement. There's a media kit. There are also three documents that you have. One is a sample letter. It's basically what you use to send to your mayor, and it tells you exactly how to go about getting a mayoral proclamation. And it was so easy. All the people that did it last year, they simply sent the letter that's there, put their name and address, obviously, and their business, to their local mayor, and made a follow-up phone call. And that was it. And there are other resources in there, but the bulk of the resources are to make sure that we provide everything from handouts, that's physical, resources to audio downloads, digital downloads, in order for anyone, and I mean anyone, to be able to do this. And to give you an example, there's a colleague of ours in Florida, Debbie Lane, and I don't think she was a full year, or maybe around a year in the business, being certified. And after going in there, we talked about 20 minutes, and she went into the resource area, and she used these resources. She did an event. She got newspaper coverage from the press release she sent out, got front page coverage, continued at the fourth page, then got a television appearance, and had got over 100 new clients. And it was just, you know, amazing. And those are just some of the things that are happening.
And these are some of the ways that hypnotists are benefiting from going to the site and becoming involved in World Hypnotism Day. Very cool. And all of it's free.
Yeah, so it's great. Here we are supporting the profession, which helps us all. But at the same time, you get to also support yourself and your business and services.
You know, it sounds to me with all these resources available, if someone is a hypnotist and not being successful, it's mainly because they're lazy. How does that sound?
Oh, Cal, we've met. You know how I feel about that. I tell people, look, the tortoise won the race. But the problem is you're not even moving as slowly as the tortoise because you're not moving at all. You know, I was asked a question once during a seminar I was presenting, and somebody said, well, how do you get more business? And I didn't really know how to answer it. I just said, do more than you're doing. So all they have to do is actually do something. And how's this? I had somebody say, well, I'm in Canada, the East Coast, and it's awfully cold and snowy. Well, I remember the first World Hypnotism Day. I climbed over snowbanks to get to a hair salon that offered us the stage for free and did a talk there with two other hypnotists. And you don't have to leave the house, though, because we show you how you can do maybe an online chat room or some sort of hosting of an audio teleconference online, and again, all for free.
You know, it's just a matter of wanting it bad enough to go to this website worldhypnotismday.com, looking at the information there, signing up, and you know what? You can practically become a media expert just with what the information that's on that website. Isn't that right?
Absolutely.
Good. I just put the website up in front of me right now, and I see that you've got like 2 ebooks on there that's just success stories. Am I looking at that right?
Yeah, what that is we had participating hypnotists send in stories, and from the stories they sent in, we compiled these ebooks so the general public could actually see the different areas that we're using hypnosis in order for them to understand that it isn't just the basic things they hear about, like stress, weight, and smoking.
Ah. So this is just really about education, education, education. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Beautiful. Celeste, have you been on that website lately?
Yeah, I just was on it right before the show, and my password isn't working. It's been a while since I visited, so I know you've done a lot since I've been to the website. I definitely want to get back in there, so I'm going to have to, do something to get back in. I didn't get to go in, but I did look at the success stories, and I think that's just incredible and just wonderful. And another thing that I really like about what you do with World Hypnotism Day, and I'm going to do this too here in Dallas, or Plano at least, is the whole Merrill Proclamation thing, because I keep hearing it's more and more hypnotists are doing this and how easy it is. And I mean, once you do that, you're just really in the limelight because you're going to get, some sort of coverage most likely, or if not, you should.
Well, absolutely. That's the beauty. When you get something like that, you're going to stand out. And the obvious expert in any area isn't necessarily the best person. It's the person that's best known.
Hey, with all this that you're doing and, what the NGH is doing, how can hypnotists help you and help World Hypnotism Day?
Well, one simple way, Cal, is if everyone just added in their email signature, free hypnosis resources, and put the website or something like that, imagine how many people would actually be exposed to World Hypnotism Day. So that's the simplest thing anybody can do. Just put in their signature a link to the website.
Ah, what if they have their own website? Is there something they can do? Hint, hint.
Well, on their own website, in the members resource area, we have the code where you can take a banner and you can use any of the resources we provide and put them on your website. Now, we know that it takes a long time to get content, right? And a lot of people don't know how to get content. Well, they could take the handouts that we have or any of the information that we provide in these Word documents, and they can use them as content on their website, just giving credit to where they got it. And there's the code there that allows them to put this banner on their website to just say that the information was provided by World Hypnotism Day. So they can even enhance their website by adding more content that way.
Wow, this is just great.
And we also, if people email webaward@whdcommittee and give us the URL to their website, if they'd like to be considered for the World Hypnotism Day website award, they could send that, and then that graphic goes on their website, and that links to the World Hypnotism Day site, which helps support the website from being ranked higher, so when people search for hypnosis, they can find the World Hypnotism Day website.
Beautiful. And what I did is I made sure that I applied for that, and I don't even know how many websites I have, but at least 6 of them I sent off to the committee to be reviewed, and I've fortunately got them all approved, and I've had time to get it on calbanion.com. So anyone that's watching this video, you right down there over on the left side, you can see I've got it up there. It says Authority Hypnosis Website Awarded by World Hypnotism Day, and it's right there. I put it right above the award we won before, which was the NGH Quality Hypnosis Website Award, and it's just a way to support a good thing. So I encourage y'all to do that if you got a website.
I'm definitely going to do it. Hey, Tom, I'm just sitting here, I'm kind of wondering, what organizations are behind World Hypnotism Day and in what capacity?
Well, that's a good question. The organizations and groups that are behind World Hypnotism Day are actually listed on the website. At the bottom of the page, There's the list of all the groups and organizations that are supporting it. But right up till now, it's been the Guild that's been the most supportive as far as mentioning it, promoting it, writing about it, having me submit articles and publishing them. But there are a list of groups and organizations around the world, and we're looking for every group, a professional group of hypnotists or organization that works, you know, in a professional and ethical way to join and support, because this is for all hypnotists. It's not for any certain organization. It's for the profession itself. But if anyone wants to know, just go to that main webpage, worldhypnotismday.com, and they can scroll down and see the list of groups and supporting organizations.
Beautiful. I know that the Five Path International Association of Hypnosis Professionals has been, you know, supporting it right from the very beginning. We were one of the first organizations on the list. And, you know, we're proud to be associated with you, Tom, and you're in really good company being supported by the NGH and, you know, such masterminds as Elsa Melders Jr. And it's just been a good thing all around.
Yeah, it's been great. We really appreciate everyone's support because, quite frankly, you know, I have even joked and said to my wife, the next time I come up with a bright idea, please tape my mouth. It's taken so much time, so many hours, and so much of contribution and time and resources from all these people that it really is something, but yet, truly, I think we're in our infancy. And it's with the support of yourself and the other people that have been there since the beginning that have got us this far. But, you know, it's time to multiply the momentum.
I'm wondering if there's anyone else you'd like to mention, maybe from the committee that have really supported things that haven't got mentioned so far.
You know, it would be something I would absolutely do, Cal, but I'm going to give people a challenge. And you should know who these people are, but they're listed. And guess where they're listed? They're listed in the members area. So if you go to the worldhypnotismday.com/participant-signup-form.shtml and sign in, and you get into the members area, you will see people like Georgina Cannon and Martin Kiley and Ralph Benko and Craig Eubanks and, you know, Umesh Sharma from India and Martin Kiley in Ireland and Alberto Torelli in Italy and Tony Christensen in Denmark and Sean Brookhouse in England. And it goes on and on and on and on. And all the committees are listed, the people who head the committees, and all the regional, U.S. regional leads, and also the international leads are all listed there, also with an email contact, so anyone can get a hold of people in their area in order to get local support.
Beautiful. Hey, you know, I just mentioned to everybody that on ourhypnospace.com, there's a discussion group for World Hypnotism Day there that you can join in. Tom manages that group, and he can help you out with specific questions there. But really, 99% of the information is right there on World Hypnotism Day. Will you give them that URL one more time with all the dashes in it?
Yeah, that's to sign up as a hypnotist. And when they do, a welcome page comes up. And on the welcome page, there's the username and password to access the members area. And that the link to get to the submission form is worldhypnotismday.com/participant-signup-form.shtml.
Beautiful. Hey, Celeste, we're getting down to the last, I don't know, 2 or 3 minutes here. Any questions you want to squeeze in?
No, I just want to say, you know, what a mass movement this has become in a very short amount of time. I was looking on the internet and I saw some posting from 2007 and it said 8 countries and 5 continents, and you've come so far since then. I just want to congratulate you, and I'm so excited. I'm definitely going to get back on the site and I'm going to do the mayoral proclamation in my area. I'm really excited about it now, and I hope that everyone who's listening and watching right now will do the same thing. Just look right down here, right below, and click on that link, and you'll go right to that members page and sign right up and start taking advantage of all the benefits that are offered for free.
Beautiful. Hey, Tom, why don't you go ahead and take the last couple of minutes, tell us about the future of World Hypnotism Day and anything else you think's important.
Well, you know, quite frankly, Cal, I think people like you and I and any of us who have done anything and become successful in any way have realized that it didn't take anything massive or incredibly special, that it's amazing how when you just do little things, big things happen. You know, and that's what we need from World Hypnotism Day. It's not for anyone to do these massive, grandiose, wonderful, incredible things, but just to participate, just to get involved. And one way to get involved is to actually tell other hypnotists. I mean, can you imagine, you remember the Breck Hair commercial when they said two people tell two people, they tell two people, and it just multiplied by two, and before you know it, the screen was plastered with frames. Well, imagine if just two hypnotists go tell two hypnotists each, and it keeps going like that. And with email nowadays, we can contact everyone across the world. So there are really no reasons not to get involved, because you don't even have to leave your seat. But if you do leave your seat and get involved, you're going to benefit yourself, because it's been proven for the last 5 years how simple things have brought great results for people. And I do want to thank everybody who's watching this who has participated, and those who work tirelessly behind the scenes. And people don't realize just what it takes to put all these resources together and make them available. But from this moment on, one thing we're really looking for, and I know by you hosting this call, Cal, is that there are people in many countries who speak other languages. Now, we have some documents that are in Chinese and French and Spanish, and obviously everything is in English, seeing that we're basing this here. But we're looking for as many translations of these documents and these resources as we can get, because this is World Hypnotism Day. Now, anyone who wants to participate, maybe do some translating, all they have to do is contact me, Tom Nicoli, N-I-C-O-L-I, at WHD Committee.
Beautiful. All right, everybody. Celeste, you got anything else to say to wrap it up?
No, I think that it's just been wonderful having you here, Tom, and you've educated me, and I know that you've educated a lot of our viewers. We just appreciate you, and I guess I'll just wrap up by saying, this is Celeste Hackett. Thanks for tuning in to Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. with me, Celeste Hackett, and we'll see you next time.
All right. Thank you, Tom, for being on here, and especially for being one of the very first three-person interviews. You're going to be uploading your video today. We're going to get this up tomorrow for Friday, if everything goes right, if Taylor does his kung fu computer magic just right. Thank you, everyone. Thanks for checking in at calbanyan.com. This is Cal Banyan wishing you happy holidays and a great 2009. May it be the best year ever. This is Cal Banyan. Signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.